Recovery efforts in Surfside, Florida continue after a condo building collapsed. Residents there were awakened early yesterday morning by loud rumbling, with some rushed to safety. Here's how it felt to Barry Cohen.
I was in a deep sleep and I heard what I thought was a crash of lightning, but the crashing noise didn't stop. And it just kept going and going and going for, I'd say, 20, 30 seconds.
He was rescued by emergency responders after the 12-story building went down. So far, 102 residents have been accounted for. 159 are still missing. At least 4 people have now been confirmed dead. And the cause of the collapse is still unknown. Charles Burkett is the mayor of Surfside, and he joined us earlier to talk about what's happening on the ground.
Well, right now, we've had to stop the search, which is heartbreaking because we've had this rain go through and now we've got this fire that continues to flare up. The problem is that the fire seems to be deep down in the building and they're not able to get to it safely. So they're just sort of trying to manage it. We're picking off some dangerous pieces off the side of the building so that the search can immediately resume.
But still, that's a grim development considering 96 people have yet to be accounted for, and it's been over 24 hours since the building went down.
It's heartbreaking, but our only focus right now is search and rescue. That's all we're doing. Search and rescue, search and rescue, search and rescue, 24 hours a day.
Have you spoken to people who lived there?
I'm going to be going up to the community center to make an announcement later in the morning because I know we've got the families and they want answers and they deserve answers and they deserve us doing everything we possibly can to get anybody out that can be brought out alive.
What can you tell them right now in terms of why, how this happened?
Well, first of all, how it happened is something that is not a concern today, but it is a serious concern. Buildings in America just do not fall down like this. This is a third world phenomenon, and we need to, you know, we need to absolutely find out what's going on. So, and we plan to, but right now it's all search and rescue. That's it.
What was your reaction when you saw the videos of the collapse?
I had to call at 2 o'clock yesterday in the morning, and, I was told there was a collapse on 88th Street, and I came out thinking that we were going to see a balcony that had come down. And this is really reminiscent of 9/11, because after you see the video, which we hadn't seen until sort of much later in the day, it was obvious that these buildings just came straight down on top of each other, and it appears there were 2 separate collapses. And I'm looking right now at these balconies, which used to be sort of 10 or 12 feet apart. They're now inches apart. And, you know, that implication is also tragic.
And the buildings immediately next to Champlain Towers were not injured, were not damaged.
No. Well, the 2 buildings immediately adjacent were evacuated just in an abundance of caution. Mm-hmm. Because we don't know what the condition of the remaining structure is. And I do want to note that given that we had our first responders actually run into a building that was likely to come down also. And, you know, I'm being told we've got to go. Okay.
We understand, Mr. Mayor Charles Burkett. Charles Burkett, the mayor of Surfside, Florida, has been on the line with us. He is being called away. He is at the scene of that collapse, and we will try to catch up with him at a later time as we follow this breaking story.